Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello. There's a controversy surrounding one of the world's largest recipients of foreign aid. Major donors to Ethiopia may investigate whether the government there is using foreign aid to silence critics. The coalition of donors includes leading agencies like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The move follows a Human Rights Watch report which alleged that the Ethiopian government's abuse of development aid is widespread and systematic. I spoke about the relationship between aid and political repression in Ethiopia with Ben Rawlins. He's an Africa researcher for Human Rights Watch. He was traveling in northern Kenya when I reached him. Rawlins says it's important to note that there are many things the Ethiopian government is good at.
The government's quite effective at getting things done, and there's a fairly low rate of corruption compared to other African countries. So it's seen as a sort of a darling, a kind of success story, where other countries swallow lots of aid in corruption or mismanagement and don't get things done very well.
But what is Ethiopia's record on human rights?
Ethiopia's record on human rights is appalling. It's among the worst on the continent. They waged a campaign of repression against academics in the early years, war crimes in Somalia. There's an unknown number of people being held in Ethiopian jails. There's a very bad record of torture. And there's most recently been a campaign of repression against the press. So the interesting thing is that this repression has continued whilst aid to Ethiopia has actually increased.
So in defending their contributions to Ethiopia, what do donor nations say their money's being used for, and what do they say about these human rights abuses?
They say that they are concerned about human rights abuses. They say that they have been raising these issues with the Ethiopian government, but they say that the Ethiopian government is making progress on development and that that progress should not be held hostage. You know, the human rights of a few should not impede the development of the many.
So is that fairly typical? I know you're an Africa researcher. I mean, for donor nations to say that development is more important than human rights?
That's kind of what they're saying, although they would rarely say that outright. They would always claim that they are supporting Ethiopia's development and that they're concerned about Ethiopia's human rights at the same time and that they do their best. The reality is that the Ethiopian government is incredibly repressive, it's incredibly prickly, it doesn't like any kind of criticism at all. And so the donor response has basically been to bury their head in the sand and to keep writing checks. And as we've shown in this report, the way in which all government services are administered is becoming increasingly politicized so that any kind of dissent carries a price, and the price that's paid in economic livelihoods.
In what ways specifically does the Ethiopian government use foreign aid to repress its people? What direct connections were you able to make there?
Well, a lot of this foreign aid flows straight into food aid, housing, schools, hospitals. And what we documented was the selective administration of those services awarded to people on the basis of their political affiliation. So what that means is, in effect, you have to be a member of the ruling party or you have to be a sympathizer, certainly not a member of the opposition, if you want to get food aid, social housing, places at university, jobs in the civil service, and in some cases land that's administered by the local village governments to farm. Almost all spheres of economic activity, as well as basically any kind of interaction with the government, anything that may be controlled by the government, that's the key lever that the Ethiopian government has over its people, and it uses it viciously.
And you've also found that foreign aid is used by the government to indoctrinate school children in party ideology, to intimidate teachers, and purge civil service of people with independent political views?
Yes, that's true. The education sectors and the health sectors are two of the main areas that foreign aid flows into. But what actually goes on in the schools is not monitored very closely by the donors. And what we found was that teachers were being both spied on by their students, they were being told that they had to teach particular curriculum in schools, and that every 6 months the school would be closed for a week to 2 weeks while party officials came to school, and all students above grade 9 were indoctrinated in the ideology of the ruling party, and most of them came away with ruling party membership cards and also with a very clear understanding that they would have to be a member of the ruling party and to use that card if they wanted to go to university, if they wanted to have a chance of a better career.
what would you have donor nations and donors in general do in this case? What does your report recommend with respect to foreign aid that goes into Ethiopia?
We say that under the current circumstances, you should not give money straight to the Ethiopian Ministry of Finance. You shouldn't put money straight into the Ethiopian Treasury so that the government can use it as it wishes. So our main recommendation has been for an independent international investigation into the politicization of aid. And what we've got from donors back has been a response that says, well, we're not going to push the Ethiopian government on that, because if we do, we run the risk that the Ethiopian government will tell us to take a hike. And we think that parliaments in Europe and North America, countries that give money to Ethiopia, should be asking more questions of their donor agencies and their foreign embassies to say, hang on a second, how is our money being spent? What safeguards are in place to make sure that it's not being politicized? Now, this is not about money being embezzled or even, in fact, that it's not going towards development, because it is being spent in schools, in hospitals, and so on. The point is it's being spent in a partisan way.
You say that development agencies are turning a blind eye to the Ethiopian government's repression of civil and political rights, but is Ethiopia so unusual in this regard? I mean, certainly there's plenty of nations across the world with repressive governments and lots of aid dollars flowing in.
Well, I would say, on the one hand, the Ethiopian record on human rights is particularly severe. And on the other hand, the link between the repression in Ethiopia and foreign money is particularly stark. Plenty of other countries, yes, you're right, that do receive large amounts of aid dollars. But I don't think that in any other country is the link so explicit between that aid money and those government services being administered in a politically partisan way, where actually the money is being used to shore up the hegemony of one political party. And that's really the crux of the issue in Ethiopia.
If you were to suggest that donor agencies not give their money directly to government or local government officials, a lot of people look at that suggestion and say, A, it can undermine a government, and perhaps in your case, if they have such a gross human rights record, that would be okay. But secondly, a lot of governments, as you've indicated, are not going to stand for that. They're not going to let large amounts of donor dollars come into their country if it's not going through government coffers. So where are we left then? You know, because I think there's a risk that you can then leave some people who are in a desperate situation without any aid dollars at all, because they're no longer going through the government and the government won't allow them to go through any other channel.
Well, we haven't said that they shouldn't give money to the government, but just that they should be much more strict about how it's spent and making sure that it's accountable. So there's nothing wrong with giving money to the government, provided that you insist on the proper safeguards and that the government that you're supposedly partnering with respects the same rights and freedoms that you pretend to uphold as well. So, you know, if these things are important to donors and they say that this is a key part of development and that you can't have development without freedom, then they should actually put that into practice.
That was Ben Rawlins, Africa researcher for Human Rights Watch. We spoke about the report Development Without Freedom, How Aid Underwrites Repression in Ethiopia. You can read the full report at hrw.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about Human Rights Watch, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. And we want to hear your feedback. You can get in touch at podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello.